Blad blundered into the cabin, breaking the tension as he complained aloud.
The bed in my cabin is too hard. I want a nice, soft one.
Plug's grin returned. He brushed past Curda, knocking her sabre aside, and threw a paw around Blad's shoulders.
Oi there, Slipfang. Get a nice, soft mattress for me shipmate, the prince here. What are you thinking of, eh? Letting a royal ferret like him sleep on an hard bed?
Slipfang was chuckling as he bowed mockingly to Blad.
Oh, dearie me, what a shame. You come with old Slitty, your royal princess. We'll soon get you a decent bank.
Curda sheathed the sabre and stormed out of the cabin, followed by Slipfang and Blad, who were chatting away like lifelong companions.
You make sure it be nice and soft, this bed bunk, yeah?
Why, bless your heart, matey. You'll think you're floating on a cloud of feathers.
Ha ha, this is good. You are the fine fellow. I am liking you, Slitty. You will be my shipmatey, yeah?
As the cabin door closed behind them, Plug turned to Tazin.
When the time comes, you steer clear of Princess Curda. She's mine, dear. All mine.
With neither food nor water, the days at sea began to take their toll. Welfo had slipped into a deep sleep. She lay limp and unmoving on the bunk. Triss lay alongside the Hogmaid, gaunt-faced and hollow-eyed, drifting in and out of listless slumber. Shog sat draped across the tiller on the open deck, licking at cracked lips with a swollen tongue. He shaded a paw across his eyes, staring up at the beaming sun, which seemed to mock him out of a clear blue sky. The otter croaked despairingly.
Rain, why don't you? Rain, just a little shower.
He fell asleep, his bowed head against the tiller, holding the vessel on course as his strength ebbed low. Alone, like a leaf on an eternal breeze-ruffled pond, the little craft bobbed along aimlessly. With all hope gone, the three friends lay, overcome by weariness and starvation. Triss was past caring. It might have been hours, days, or a full season that she languished in the cabin, alternately shivering and sweating. Then one day, there was a soft radiance. The voice of that strange mouse warrior visited her clouded mind. She saw him, advancing through a mist, carrying his splendid sword, calling to her.
Triska, sword maid, come with me. Have no fear.
He reached out to her. Triss held forth her paw to him. Bump!